The one thing I would really like to see is they play hard tonight in this All-Star game. I think it's very important when you have the best players in the world together, you got to compete. I'm going straight to the top. Just put the sack on the clock. I am Ray Allen's the
shot. I'm going straight to the top. Hey, yo, what's going on, everybody? Mike here, Sports and the Real Shit Podcast. Appreciate you guys joining me once again. As always, don't forget to like and subscribe and share Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts from. Obviously, those that watch on YouTube, appreciate y'all so much. Comment, like. I really appreciate it, man. And I say it every time, and I'm going to keep saying it because it's true, 100% true every time. But let's jump right into it, y'all. So I'm laughing because I did not plan on recording this episode probably until a day ago. All right? I wanted to talk about some other stuff, which I will in my next recording. But the NBA player specifically has forced me to record this episode. But I did not want to do it. That's not who I am. Hating is not in my heart. That's not the type of a guy I am. But the NBA players have gotten on my nerves again. So I had to say something. So here it is. The NBA is the reason why companies don't trust their employees. The NBA is the reason why you can't work from home anymore. Your job is forcing you back to work. The NBA is the reason why your job won't give you the really great raise that you deserve, because they know when they give you what you ask for and when they give you what you deserve, you're going to take a lot more than what they agreed to. And you're probably going to make them feel bad for giving you all of what you asked for. That's why your job is hesitant to give you that fat raise that you deserve. They're hesitant to let you work from home all the time because they know some people can't handle working from home. They're going to be on Facebook all day. The NBA is the reason why the NFL will never give NFL players guaranteed contracts. They're never going to admit it, but the NBA is the reason why. Because watching these cats play in the All-Star game, these dudes who are making $40, $50, $60 million a year guaranteed, these dudes, all of a sudden, they don't want to show up in the All-Star game. They don't want to play. And there's an abundance of excuses. Well, we're tired. What? What the hell? We want to take a break. It's All-Star break. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? We don't want to get hurt. Are y'all serious? We're tired. Are y'all serious? Nobody outside of Kobe Bryant, as far as I know, has ever gotten hurt in an All-Star game. So don't give me the "we don't want to get hurt" crap. Those are excuses. We don't want to go hard because we don't want to get hurt. No, those are excuses. As far as I know, Kobe's the only cat who got hurt at an All-Star game. And I don't think Kobe missed any games. So this excuse that dudes don't want to get hurt, they don't want to go hard because they don't want to get hurt, miss me with that one. They want to take a break. They're tired. You're about to get a week off. The NBA has essentially given the players everything they've wanted. They didn't want to play immediately after the All-Star break, so the NBA gave them basically 5 days off after the All-Star break. They've given them everything they've asked for, man. Your contracts are freaking guaranteed. Even if you did get hurt, you're set, bro, for life. The All-Stars, the people on the All-Star team, are set for life. You already got your $300 million contract, bro. What are you talking about? if you get hurt. So you're set. And I don't mean to sound like I don't care about them getting hurt. Of course nobody wants them to get hurt. We're not asking you guys to go playoff hustle. Game seven, we're not asking for that. But what we are asking is some kind of effort. Something to let the fans know, hey, we appreciate you guys voting us in after many of y'all politic to get in and get upset when y'all don't get voted in. Show appreciation that you guys show something to show that you appreciate you guys getting in, getting to the All-Star game. Appreciate the fans sitting down and watching the game. Appreciate us for buying the tickets. Those of us who can afford the tickets to go. Show some appreciation. Don't just be about the words. Actions speak louder than words. Show that you mean it. Show that you care about the fans. Stop saying, I appreciate the fans. I love my fans. And then come out to the game and show that. That BS. That's doo-doo, man. Horse doo-doo. So blame the NBA as to why your boss is never going to give you exactly what you're looking for, because these cats, clearly, they're a bad example. So you're never going to get to work from home again, man. You want to work from home indefinitely? Your boss is not going to trust you, man, because of these NBA players. But seriously, the NFL will never get guaranteed contracts because of this crap that the NBA players pull off. Whether it's load management, whether it's the All-Star game, whatever it is, these dudes are why NFL players won't get nothing. All right? It is what it is. So I'm going to try not to bash these guys too much, but I do need to say what I got to say. I do. Because as a basketball fan who loves the game of basketball, and these guys are tremendous athletes, and I've said it over and over again, they continue to come up short in this area, in that they don't care about the fans enough. The precedents that Michael Jordan set, the precedents that Kobe Bryant set, and these older generations, these guys who just loved hooping, and these guys who knew, who believed in all their hearts and their actions, showed it that this could be the last time somebody sees me play. This could be the first and last time somebody sees me play. And I'm not going to be the one to show them any less than my best self. That was Kobe and Michael Jordan's mindset. This could be the last time somebody sees me play. This could be the first time somebody sees me play, and they may never get to see me play again. Who knows? Tomorrow's not promised, so I'm going to show you my best self today. Yeah, it's the All-Star game. I'm going to showboat a little bit. Yeah, I'm not going to give hard fouls like I would in a game seven in a playoff game. But don't tell me what you're seeing now in these All-Star games is good basketball, is a good show. People may watch. Like I said before, just because people watch don't mean it's great. Album sales nowadays don't mean jack. The music sucks. So just because people are watching the NBA now and viewership is up, all that, no, the product is garbage, especially in the All-Star game. If you love basketball, if you actually go out and play basketball or have played basketball, there's no way you can stand for watching the All-Star game. 0% chance. And it's unfortunate, man, because these guys have a great opportunity to bring in more fans, to raise their profile up. Can you imagine if these great athletes were playing close ball games in the fourth quarter and going at it? Oh, man, Jalen Brown went at, like, they would be the talk of the town on a positive note. But nope. All people talk about is the negatives. So I don't want to focus on the negatives all episode. I ain't going to do that. So let's talk about some of the positives. Dunk contest wasn't that great. Dunk contest wasn't that great. But you know what? I applaud Jaylen Brown, man. In an era where the stars don't want to compete no more, in an era where dudes are afraid to fail, they're afraid of what the judges are going to say, what the fans are going to say, what the media is going to say. They can't think of any new dunks to do, right? They think they're going to be judged unfairly. Some of those feelings may be true. I may understand some of those feelings that the judges are harsh, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But shout out to Jaylen Brown for not backing down and being the only star to actually participate in this thing. And people may clown him. Jaylen Brown, brother, I appreciate you, man. I see you. I appreciate you, a $300 million dude. I appreciate you for doing what you can to bring star-level power to the dunk contest. I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Matt McClung, even though dudes are clowning you. I appreciate you for doing the dunk contest again. Because a lot of dudes win and don't come back. Because they figure they're all out of ideas and people are going to clown them from doing the same dunks as last year. I appreciate you, Matt McClung. I appreciate you, Obi Toppin, who had one of the nastiest dunks of the weekend but didn't get the credit that he deserved. Or Jacob Toppin, I appreciate you. People clowning him, I appreciate you. I appreciate the dudes who actually try this stuff, man. There's a generation now of players who are totally just scared of failure and scared of being critiqued whatsoever. So therefore, they just opt out. They opt out of the dunk contest. They opt out of the All-Star game of playing any kind of, you know, relatively something that's relatively close to being basketball. So I appreciate Jaylen Brown. And yeah, he probably got some scores that he probably didn't deserve, but I appreciate him for being out there. And maybe he did deserve those scores for being the only star willing to put himself out there. I appreciate you, Jaylen. And I don't want to say this, man. I really don't. Like I said, I want to try to be positive. But part of the reason, not all, right? Some people putting the whole thing on Braun. Part of the reason why the dunk contest is what it is now, we have to admit it, if we're going to be honest with yourself, with ourselves. If we're going to be honest with ourselves, we have to admit that part of the reason why the dunk contest is the way it is now and nobody wants to participate has to do with LeBron. As great as LeBron is, this doesn't take away from his greatness, his GOAT case, the tremendous talent that he is. Like, none of that gets taken away. Like, he is who he's still LeBron. People try to make it seem like, well, if you say anything negative about a player, that means, you know, you're hating on their entire career, their entire existence. You hate them. No. Bron is still Bron. He's still tremendous. He still has a case for being the GOAT. Like, he's still that guy. Best player of his generation, 100%. Nobody even close. But you have to take some of the blame for where the dunk contest is, Bron. And we all make mistakes, and the mistake Braun made was not being part of the dunk contest, specifically when he said he would. He said he was going to be part of the 2010 contest, and he wasn't. He backed out. Nobody heard anything from him. Nobody heard a reason why he didn't do it. Like, as great as he is, that's a hole in his resume. Not whether he won it or not, but because he never did it. Being one of the best leapers in NBA history, Braun was supposed to be in a dunk contest. And whether he won or lost wouldn't have mattered. Yeah, people probably would have clowned him if he lost. They're going to clown you regardless, bro. People are going to clown you regardless. But as the alpha of the NBA, the leader of the NBA, Braun set the tone of dudes not wanting to do the dunk contest. He did. He did. We have to admit that. Braun set the tone. And when he said he was going to do it, he got all hype, you know, after Dwight Howard and, you know, and that dunk contest saying, hey, man, I'm gonna do it next year preliminarily, you know, sign me up. And he doesn't show up? you kind of set it up so that dudes who came behind you had a cop out. Bron didn't do it. I ain't going to do it either. And listen, individuals get to make their own decisions. That's true. Individuals make their own decisions. We can't hold 100% and say it's Bron's fault 100%. But as a leader, sometimes things are unfair. And as a leader, sometimes we make decisions that is not going to benefit us, but also looking down the line and what others are following. It's the same as parents. Sometimes as parents, we have to do the uncomfortable because we know our kids are looking at us. We want to be lazy sometimes, but we know our kids are looking at us. As leaders on the job, we know our team is looking at us. If you own a business, you know your employees are looking at you. And if you're going to be a good business owner, you know your employees are looking at you, so you're going to do the right thing if you're a good leader. On a basketball court, if you're a good leader, you're going to do the uncomfortable. Yes, those individuals have to make their own decisions. At some point, you have to be your own man. But as a leader, sometimes you have to do things differently. You have to do things and think beyond just yourself and what makes you comfortable. Sometimes, as a leader, you have to do the uncomfortable. That's a message there. And Bron, as the alpha of the NBA, sometimes you have to do the uncomfortable, man. Leadership comes with certain responsibilities that followers don't have. And Bron, whether you like it or not, you were the leader. You are the standard for NBA players in this generation. That's why everybody was waiting for LeBron to determine whether or not he would play in the bubble before they agreed to it. You are the leader. That's why Cats was waiting for you, Bron, to decide whether they would play in the bubble over COVID. You set the bar, bro. And in this instance, you fell short. Doesn't mean you suck. Doesn't mean you're not great. You're not one of the greats. Doesn't mean your career gets thrown away. You're still LeBron. Like, you're still that guy. But in this instance, with the dunk contest, I think that decision played a large part into what we're seeing now where nobody wants to participate. There's no reason why Ja Morant shouldn't have been in a dunk contest. Zion, despite the fact that he's battling his weight and other injuries and this and that, Zion should have been in a dunk contest. No reason why. These high flyers should have been in a dunk contest, man. But they take the cue from the lead. And when the leader says, nah, I ain't doing it, no reasons why. And we see this guy Bron doing some of the most amazing dunks in the layup line. Come on, man. We see you. We know you got the bunnies. But he never showed up. And that gave a lot of dudes the cop out to say, hey, if Bron ain't doing it, I ain't got to do it. Yeah, they're going to make other excuses. But, man, they take note. They take their cue from the lead, from the alpha. These guys can claim they're all alpha males. There's an alpha. There's a true alpha. And Bron is the guy, the standard in the NBA. And other dudes took after him to say, nah, it ain't worth it. All-Star game. Like I said already, the All-Star game was a damn sham. It was a sham. As I'm scrolling through my Twitter timeline today, the day after the All-Star game, as I'm scrolling through my Twitter timeline, I saw some interesting stuff, man. It's some stuff about Kobe. Some videos from Kobe talking about the All-Star game. All right, listen to this. Listen to Kobe on the All-Star game.
I think the All-Star game in general needs a little revamping because it used to be competitive.
Yeah.
It used to be competitive. And, like, you know, fans want to see the best pickup game in the world. Yeah. That's what this is. They don't want to see you running up and down and dunking and doing all this crazy. Like, they want to see what happens when you get this collection of best basketball players on the planet and they play and they go head up against each other.
Man.
I mean, you guys play harder at a pickup game in UCLA.
That was Kobe Bryant with Darius Miles, Quentin Richardson. It's sad. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. It's sad watching Kobe talk like that. Because somewhere along the line, something happened where that mindset is gone. Something happened where dudes don't think like that no more. They don't want to compete anymore. So much so that Larry Bird even chimed in. Larry Bird, y'all.
The one thing I would really like to see is they play hard tonight in this All-Star game. I think it's very important when you have the best players in the world together.
Larry Bird, nobody really hears from Larry Bird that often. So if Larry Bird, the legend, can see something wrong and say, hey, man, you guys, when you step on the court, you should play. Why don't the players see that? You're not going to listen to the media. You ain't going to listen to dudes like me, randoms. At least listen to the legend Larry Bird. You ain't got to listen to me. At least listen to the legend Larry Bird, who paved the way so that cats can make $40, $50, $60 million now a year. Larry Bird playing on bad backs paved the way. Appreciate the guys who came before you. Listen to the words of the guys who came before you. At least you ain't got to listen to me. You ain't got to listen to the media. But at least listen to the cats who came before you, who paved the way so that you can make all the money you make now, live comfortably, be set for life after your first contract. Listen to those guys. So Larry Bird was like, cats should be giving some effort. Can't be out here just coasting. Luka out here throwing up three quarters court shots and then joking about it, talking about 2-for-1 analytics. Jokic and Luka coming out court playing patty cake. Yeah, it's nice to see Dame with the range from half court, but honestly, half court shots aren't really amazing for anyone above the age of 6, man. We get it. You got deep range. After the first, it's like, okay, you got range. We've seen you do it. You got range, okay. After a while, it's not that impressive anymore. Impressive is, can you guys at least put your pride aside and ball up a little bit? Put the fans as a priority and check ball. Kobe says it in the clip. Kobe talking about people play harder at UCLA than they do at the All-Star game. What is going on? We see the clips, dog. We see y'all in the summertime like D'ing each other up and going hard. So clearly y'all not scared to get hurt in the summertime. In these workouts at UCLA, clearly y'all not hurt over that. Y'all don't get hurt there, and y'all don't care if y'all get hurt there because y'all go harder in an All-Star game. But the paying customer wants to see y'all go at it a little bit. It's the best players in the world, man. It's supposed to be a show. And the stuff these boys put together ain't entertaining at all. So Kobe's right, and it's sad to see that mindset just what happened. What happened, man? So here's one thing I want to say. All right, I'm going to say this. NBA players need to stop using Kobe's name in vain. All right? NBA players need to chill on that Kobe talk, you know, Mamba mentality. Nah, put it to bed. Put it aside. Ain't none of y'all doing anything Kobe talked about. Ain't none of y'all got Kobe's mentality. All right? Because you say you got Kobe mentality, you say you got Mamba mentality, but you are doing nothing like it. Kobe, whenever he stepped on the court, he was trying to win the game. Or he was trying to be competitive. Right? He was actually trying to compete. He may not have won all of them, but he was trying to compete. He wasn't out there just slouching around and jogging. So if you're one of these NBA players using Kobe's name, talking about mama mentality, and you're inspired by Kobe Bryant, you can stop. Until you change your ways, you can stop. If you got a Kobe tattoo right now, like, you can start rubbing it off, bro, because you ain't doing nothing Kobe said. You don't have the mentality. People talk about Kobe this, Kobe that, mama mentality this, mama mentality that. No, that's the biggest cognitive dissonance out there in the sports world. Because you're doing nothing Kobe talked about. You do not have Kobe's mentality, so you can stop lying to yourself. Scrub the tattoos off. Take off the armband. Like, you're not Kobe, bro. You don't have that mentality at all. Like, people, NBA players talking about mama mentality and Kobe this, Kobe that, are on the same level of cognitive dissonance as people who quote Martin Luther King Jr. I hate to say it. It's true. People who quote MLK, some of the people who quote MLK are some of the biggest cognitive dissonance cats, right? And some of the people who are claiming Kobe this, Kobe that, are on the same level as some of the people who quote MLK. Meaning, you want to say I have a dream. You know two lines of I have a dream, but you don't do anything about what MLK taught. You're the opposite of what MLK taught. That's cognitive dissonance. It's two multiple thoughts in your head, and your actions are different than your thought. Like, that's cognitive dissonance. Like, you know you heard something, but doing it is totally different. Acting on it is totally different. So NBA cats, yeah, cognitive dissonance. Dudes walking around quoting MLK, that's cognitive dissonance. When you're doing nothing about what he says. You're not following anything about what he says. That's cognitive dissonance. Heck, people got Bible texts, Bible scriptures on their social media profile. You see people with their social media profile and Bible scriptures all over it. But the way that they talk to people online, you couldn't tell that they know anything about Jesus, that they read the Bible, that they believe what they read in the Bible. That's cognitive dissonance. Cats talking about Kobe this, Kobe that, mama mentality this, mama mentality that. Y'all on the same level as cats quoting MLK Jr. and doing nothing like what he preaches. On the same level as dudes with Bible scriptures in their social media profile and doing absolutely nothing like the Bible says. Nothing at all. So yeah, for now, y'all can stop the Kobe talk. Scrub them tattoos off. Get them lasered off. Whatever you got to do. You're not doing anything Kobe preaches, dog. That guy, that Kobe Bryant, it's a different mentality and it's lost. It's gone. So until cats actually start doing what Kobe talks about and actually put into practice the mama mentality, y'all can miss me with that mama mentality talk because y'all ain't it. Y'all not out there competing at all. At all. Kobe Bryant never cheated the fans. You guys 100% cheating fans. Stealing money. 100%. So having said all that, y'all, I'm a fixer, man. If you follow this podcast any period of time, I'm a fixer. I got some recommendations. It probably won't work. Probably won't be heard. But I got some recommendations. All right? First of all, dunk contest. To fix the dunk contest, players complain about it, and I could see it. It was true on Saturday night for sure. The judges were god-awful. All right. So first thing to fix the dunk contest, get rid of these dang judges. All right. These old judges, get rid of them. Matter of fact, replace the judges with current players. All right. So now you don't have an excuse as to why you won't do it, because it's not old cats living in nostalgia anymore. These are current players, current dunkers, current athletes who know how hard some of these dunks are. For example, Jacob Toppin's dunk was a pretty hard dunk. But they didn't give him enough credit for it. So there should be current players actually judging the dunk contest. I think that'll help, right? So now you won't have an excuse. So now your peers, you are judged by your peers and your dunks. All right? Take these media personalities, take these old head, you know, dunkers, you know, get them out of there. Put in the current guys in the league who know how hard of a feat that you're trying to accomplish and see what happens. That's what I say. So what's your excuse now, Ja? What's your excuse? You don't have an excuse. Let the current players judge. I think that's my recommendation. I think if you do that, then dudes may want to sign up. But probably not, because they're still scared of getting embarrassed. They're still scared of losing. They're still scared of social media. So they probably won't. But that's my recommendation. All right? Let the current players be the judge. For the All-Star game, here's my thoughts on that. There should be two types of All-Stars. All right? There's the All-Stars that get voted in, and these guys are just, you know, that's the stuff that goes into the record books that says you were an All-Star. When financial discussions come up, contract discussions come up, you were an All-Star, right? So you officially have these 12 guys for conference. These guys were the All-Stars. They were selected by the media, by the coaches, the fans. These guys were the official All-Stars when it comes to negotiations, all that, right? Ranking players, all that stuff. But the actual game that should be played, the actual game should be dudes who actually want to be there. So it could be All-Stars, it could be non-All-Stars. But give me 10 dudes who actually want to play basketball and make an incentive out of it, $1 million per player. Each player gets $1 million. So the All-Stars don't want to play, that's fine. Joker, you don't want to play, that's fine. Luka, you don't want to play, that's fine. Give me 10 cats from each conference. More than likely, the younger players are going to want to sign up. $1 million each person for the winner. That's how you get the game competitive. Get the guys who want to be there. The guys who think they're too good for it, that's fine. That's fine. You're too good to play in an All-Star game, that's good. It's all good. Sit your ass somewhere. We don't need you. Get the guys who actually want to hoop. Because in all honesty, it'll be some pretty good games anyway. Because what you'll get is that cats who actually love hoop, like KD, they'll be there. Like KD is going to play regardless. Kyrie Irving loves basketball. He'll be there. He'll play. Like these other guys who actually love basketball will play anytime, anywhere. They'll play. The other cats who are too good, you know, feel too cool for the All-Star game, okay, get them out of there. You're gone. Sit and watch dudes hoop. Get these guys on the basketball court and let them go at it for $1 million each. That would be some really good basketball. So I think you'll get some cats out there who really want to hoop. Because there are some guys. You could tell there were some guys, and even in an All-Star game, some guys who really wanted to try, but because nobody else was trying, it kind of killed their spirit. Like, I feel like Scottie Barnes, of all people, was actually trying, but it kind of killed his spirit that nobody else was trying. I know Giannis before actually tried really hard in an All-Star game. But now they kind of killed his spirit to where he's kind of settled in with everybody else. So get the guys who actually want to hoop. Put the money on the line. Let's hoop. If you don't want to be there, you ain't got to be there. So split it up. There's the guys who are going to be voted in. These guys, the All-Star game is going to count toward, you know, your legacy, right? Your financial conversations, your contract negotiations, whatever else, right? You get all that. But then there's the other guy who actually plays the games. That's where I think it should be. When you get dudes who actually want to hoop. You get the KDs who want to play anytime, anywhere, sign up for that. $1 million? Yeah. You get Kyrie. Cats like that who actually like basketball. Westbrook. Guys who actually want to hoop. Sign me up for that joint. I want to play basketball. Some guys still love basketball. Not everybody loves basketball still. They love the money, the accolades, the fame, the girls. But they don't love basketball no more, man. That's a shame. But that's the truth. So get him out of there. Replace him with dudes who actually want to play. Check ball. Pat Bev. Check ball. Ain't nobody going to get hurt. Nobody going to get hurt in an all-star game. We ain't asking y'all to go game seven hard, but show a little life, man. Do something. So that's my recommendation. I know Cash talked about one-on-one. These cats are too sensitive for one-on-one. These cats are way too sensitive to go out there king of the court one-on-one. Hell no. Can you imagine? And social media coming at them? These guys are too sensitive for that. They don't want that. So I don't think one-on-one will work. Some of these other ideas I've heard, I don't know, man. At this point, nothing's really going to work. Water under the bridge, it won't matter. Adam Silver done lost control of it. And you could tell Adam Silver was so frustrated, man, in that post-game press conference. He was like, well, you scored the most points ever. You scored the most points ever. You scored 200 points. But you could tell he's frustrated, and he's trying to do anything he can to get this thing back on the tracks. But unfortunately, it's gone off the rails, man. So now you got to promise these dudes multiple millions of dollars to play in an all-star game when they're already getting paid $40, $50, $60 million a year? You know how crazy that sounds? You know how ridiculous it sounds? Yeah, so I don't know what fixes it, but that's my thought, all right? That's my thoughts on fixing the dunk contest, get the old judges out of there, get current players to judge, all right? The problem is when the current players judge, dudes are going to be like, yo, why didn't you give me a 10? Now they're going to be holding grudges against current players. Hey, you asked for it. You asked for it. Otherwise, honestly, All-Star Weekend's kind of a joke, kind of a waste of time. NBA spending a ton of money to put this stuff together and dudes don't want to play. It must feel horrible being Adam Silver right now thinking of this, man. These motherfuckers let me down. It must be terrible being Adam Silver right now. He want to say something. These, Adam Silver's like, these, ooh, can't stand these. I feel you, Adam. I can't do it either. So yeah, so those are my recommendations for fixing it. Again, the Kobe talk, please stop it. All right? Get those tattoos washed off. All right, that's it for the All-Star game, man. Can't believe I spent all this time talking about the All-Star game. I didn't mean to, y'all, but it's so frustrating watching these dudes not take advantage of the opportunities presented them. You're doing the next generation a disservice by not putting your best foot forward. You don't recognize it now. LeBron didn't recognize it then. But you do the next generation a disservice when you come out and don't put your best foot forward. When you're Bron and you're the lead, and you're the best player in the league, and you're the alpha of the league, and you don't participate in the dunk contest, dudes see that. Dudes currently in the league, dudes coming into the league, they see that. And whether they say it or not, they follow your lead. They follow what you say and do. So when you say, let's go play in the bubble, dudes are going to go. If you said, let's not go to the bubble, dudes would have gone. They follow your lead, bro. In free agency, dudes wait to see where Bron's going. They follow LeBron's lead. So I don't know where we go from here, y'all. True basketball heads, we may just have to find something else to do during All-Star Weekend because this ain't it. Definitely not it. All right, one last quick thing that I want to talk about before I get up out of here. So for those of you who, you know, watch sports in general, right, whether on social media, sports, or whatever it is, Caitlin Clark dominated the headlines last year. And most people didn't know a damn thing about Caitlin Clark. I know I didn't until the women's tournament started last year. Women's college basketball tournament started last year. And she was going bananas, shooting these deep-ass threes. Like, what the hell is going on? And she took her team all the way to the championship game and lost. And people made fun of her, but she was brash, doing the whole John Cena thing, this and that. Like, but Caitlin Clark is even better this year, and she's tremendous. She is balling. She's putting up 33 points, 8.5 rebounds, 7 assists. That is some serious numbers. And, of course, over the weekend, she was all the hype because Jason Williams, former Duke player, now analyst, said, you know, she can't be the greatest because she hasn't won nothing. I don't like that. That's the thing. That's the ring culture thing, man. That's a stupid argument, all right? I'm going to disagree there. Of course you can be great without winning a chip. Charles Barkley is tremendous. One of the best players ever. So is Karl Malone and all these guys. Dan Marino has a case for the greatest quarterback ever without winning a championship. It's okay to not win a championship. Your team determines if you win a championship, not just your individual self. Like Caitlin Clark at UConn, like, come on, man. She has chips. We know that. So Caitlin doesn't need a championship to be considered the greatest. But here's my problem. We're treating Caitlin, some people are treating Caitlin like we treated Steph probably 8-10 years ago. When Steph won the MVP and then won an MVP again, people were ready to crown Steph as the best player ever. Go back to the commentary around Steph Curry whenever it was, right? When he won his second MVP. People were ready to replace LeBron and put Steph Curry behind Jordan, above Kobe. So people, when Steph Curry was doing his thing, people were ready to skip Bron, skip Kobe, and go right into comparing Steph Curry to Michael Jordan. And it was insane to hear. Why? Because Steph was shooting some deep-ass threes, and at that time, it was a marvel. Nobody else was doing it. So because Steph looked like a machine, like his right arm was a robot, people thought, oh, man, Steph was the greatest thing ever. So they were ready to catapult Steph over Bron, over Kobe, like over all these guys. Steph was it. And that's pretty much what's been done to Caitlin Clark, right? So Shaq calls her the greatest college basketball player ever. That's because she's out here shooting deep-ass threes, scoring a lot of points, and she's a marvel right now in the women's game. But I wouldn't go there yet, man. Call me nostalgic, call me whatever you want, but I've seen some women basketball players who are like that. Just like I know Steph Curry was a baller, but anybody who knew basketball knew Steph was not ahead of Bron, Steph was not ahead of Kobe. He was great, all-time player, but he wasn't top of the top, not yet. Because if you watch women basketball over the years, you know there are some great, great ladies who have played college basketball, let alone in the WNBA. But even if we're just talking about college basketball, like, there were some dominant women. Their numbers don't look as impressive because usually back in the day, the dominant girls all played together. All the great girls played on the same team, so UConn could run a streak and win 4 straight chips, and Tennessee can win 2-3 in a row with Pat Summitt. That's because the great players formerly in college basketball congregated on the same team. So shout out to Caitlin for not congregating with other superstars. I don't know what her rating was out of high school, if she was recruited. I know none of that. But part of the reason why she gets to put up tremendous numbers now is because she's kind of riding solo. And that's okay, because she carried her team solo pretty much to the championship game. But man, there have been some great players in college basketball who have been much better all-around talents. They're not just out here shooting deep threes and being so, you know, people being marveled by the fact that, in awe of the fact that she's shooting deep threes. Like Diana Taurasi in recent years, Diana Taurasi was a great basketball player, man. All around, inside, outside. Like, want to keep going further back, like Shamika Holzclaw was a tremendous, one of the best college basketball players ever, Shamika Holzclaw. Tamika Catchings was amazing, man. Inside, outside, everything you needed, handles. She had you. Post game, she had you. One of the best all-around players ever, and that translated to the pros. Candace Parker, tall, handles, vision, like she had you in the college game. Everything you needed. She was great. Her numbers didn't say it because they played with other great talent. And they didn't have the freedom to launch threes like they do today. Maya Moore was amazing. Maya Moore was freaking Michael Jordan. Maya Moore was NBA level Michael Jordan in college. Like, her game was complete. And it translated to the pros. Inside, outside, handles, whatever you needed, she got you. I'm just naming names off the top of my head now. I remember Simone Augustus, one of the first ladies. I was like, Simone Augustus plays ball like a dude. She was like that, man. Nobody talks about her being one of the greatest. Like, Simone Augustus was one of the greats. And I'm just talking about people I've seen play. I know Cheryl Miller, people say the GOAT women's basketball player in college. I never saw her play. Cheryl Swoops was amazing. I was too young, but I know she led her team into the Final Four. I know she was a baller playing in the WNBA. Like, there's been some tremendous lady ballers. And the problem with us, like, you know, the latest thing we see, and if we've never seen it like that before, we think, oh, it must be the greatest. No, sometimes the era that we're in determines certain things. So she comes down and pulls up from basically half court to break the scoring record. Nobody else in the past could have done that, because if she missed, she stays in the game. If they miss in the past, they're coming out and getting yelled at. Nobody had that freedom. So today's game, because of Steph, Dame, these guys, the ladies and the men can pull up from anywhere. Can do whatever they want to do. Eventually, if you have the green light, right, you can do essentially what you want to do. If your coach gives you the green light, you can do what you want to do. And Caitlin Clark has the ultimate green light. And so far, it has fared well for her. But that doesn't mean she's the greatest college basketball ever, man. Women's college basketball player ever. I saw Maya Moore just kill people, man. Heck, Breonna Stewart killed people. She was unstoppable in college. So let's not be prisoners of the moment. I know just last episode I talked about the fact that I thought Mahomes had passed Brady. But that's because Mahomes won and you could see the supernatural talent. It was like watching Michael Jordan in real time. You could see the supernatural talent. Besides shooting deep shots, I don't know if Caitlin has really anything over these ladies I mentioned before. Because their games were so complete. They were strong in the paint. They hit you with the mid-range. They had range. Like, they had it all. Maya Moore had it all, man. Complete basketball player. But shout out to Caitlin, though. She a baller. And she's going to go to the WNBA hopefully next year. She's going to have a lot of hype. And them women are going to try to come at her. They're going to try to come at her neck. And that'll be great for the league. More eyeballs. Great competition. So she either going to step up to it or she going to fall back. Because these women in WNBA don't care, bro. They don't care about your profile. Because they're trying to eat too. It's like the number one draft pick in the NFL. They can't wait to hit that quarterback. These women can't wait to eat her ass up. So she's going to have to put up or shut up. But she's great, man. I just feel like these comparisons and calling her the greatest ever, I don't know. Does she have a case? Sure. But to me, from what I've seen her game compared to other people's games I've seen, like, yeah, she benefits from being able to jack up 30-footers. But as far as complete game, people able to control the game, Maya Moore, Shamiqua Holzclaw, these women, like Candace Parker, these women were top of the top, man. They did it all. And they were unstoppable. If they wanted to score 30 points, you weren't doing anything about it. Because they were like that. They were that great. All right, y'all. I'm going to stop right there. Appreciate y'all tuning in once again, hanging out with your boy. It's been real, man. It's been real. Special episodes coming up. Y'all gotta make sure y'all catch the next episode coming up, man. I think y'all like it, especially if you're a basketball fan. I think you will like it. So make sure you catch the next episode. Don't miss that one. So, till next time, Mike, Sports and the Real Shit. Peace. I'm going straight to the top. Just put the sack on the clock. I am Ray Allen's a shot. I'm going straight to the top.